You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got some special guests in the studio right now. Savina Fountain, General Manager and founder of Big Fan. And we have also got Aubrey Mitchell, who is a music producer, songwriter, audio engineer. And I believe, what were we just saying, the studio...
Studio supervisor as well.
Studio supervisor at Big Fan. That's pretty exciting. And we're here to talk about Big Fan as a venue, as an awesome space, and also Ignite, which is a really great rangatahi program. Welcome both to the studio. How are you this morning?
Really good. Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you.
Such a pleasure to have you both in here. We haven't had you in yet, Savina, to talk about Big Fan, but we've been talking about gigs that you've been putting on. There's been a real nice buzz about the stuff that's been happening in the space. And of course, on the weekend, we had a live broadcast out of your space for the Morningside Block Party, which was so much fun.
So cool.
Tell us a wee bit about who Big Fan is. What's it all about? It's really exciting to have this new spot in town.
It so is, and it's such a great thing for the community. So the founders of Big Fan are Joel and Gemma Little. So they have set up the Little Family Foundation, which is a charitable trust that operates Big Fan. And so basically, I think everyone knows Joel Little. He's an amazing producer and songwriter, musician extraordinaire, and him and his wife set about to open Big Fan. They found this amazing building and thought, let's turn it into a space for the whole music community that everyone can engage with, can access. So it's three state-of-the-art recording studios upstairs and a live music all ages and licensed venue downstairs, which is kind of almost unheard of these days.
Totally.
But we're sort of more than just the recording studios and venue. We're about community building, which is sort of where Ignite comes in. It's one of the four initiatives that we'll be rolling out this year.
That's so exciting. We'll talk a wee bit about Ignite more in a second, but we were just chatting off air about how it is really wild to be like, and there's an all ages venue. And that feels like a novelty at the moment. And it feels like it's been a bit of a you know, ghost town for that type of music space for quite some time, not just in Tāmaki Makaurau, but across the country. It's expensive. It's really hard to have these things. And for young people, it can be a really difficult way to access music. You know, you have to wait till you're able to legally drink to get into a bar. And that's not always necessarily the safest or the best way to introduce yourself into
and
those spaces.
And it's so, when you put it like that, it just sounds so wrong, doesn't it?
Totally.
And you sort of like, I'll probably go on my rant about, you know, why there's a drinking culture in New Zealand and stuff and the association with music. And it's like, there's no requirement for you to drink to enjoy music.
Totally.
It doesn't go hand in hand. And you sort of wonder where it starts. And, you know, you should not have to be of legal drinking age to enjoy music.
Totally.
And so that's why these spaces are so important. Not just for musicians to have those performance opportunities, but for to go to shows.
Yeah.
So I sort of feel like a lot of young people these days, not all they can access, but a lot of what they can access is the big shows at Spark Arena and whatnot, which obviously are amazing venues, and international acts. So how do you support this grassroots DIY bands coming up, creating that community? So, because that's how I grew up.
Yeah.
And we had to kind of make that scene for ourselves. And you make a lot of those, like, friendships and networks, and it's such a cool thing, and it just not fair that people can't have that.
Yeah, totally. And it's that classic thing of, if you can't see it, you can't be it. So if you're a young person and you're not in those spaces, you don't know what jobs exist in those spaces, you know.
Exactly.
Let alone the musicians on the stage. There's so many other roles in the music world that if you don't know they exist, how would you even look for it, you know, in the first place?
Exactly. And that's really the premise of Ignite, is we need to support this behind the scenes of the industry. We're the backbone that support the amazing artistry that exists in Aotearoa.
Yeah.
But without that, it's not a thriving scene.
Yeah, totally.
And there are so many jobs that exist in this world, and I think sometimes you just need to have a little, you know, experience, or kind of actually just even know that it exists. I didn't, you know, when I was growing up, I was like, oh, I guess I have to play in the band.
Yeah.
I was very terrible at it. And I was like, sort of landed in this kind of area where I was like, it sort of basically came from a selfish place where I just wanted my band to play.
Yeah.
And other bands that we'd met from the Rock Quest, and sort of came from there. And then other bands were like, oh, can you organise a show for us? And that's how really how it started. But
yeah.
I didn't know there was a job that you can have by doing that. It's
yeah, like literally.
Wild.
Yeah, it is. Aubrey, how did you get into it? What was your sort of access point for, I guess, this behind the scenes world, so to speak, of music making?
Well, for me, so I was in year 13 and my music teacher was like, oh, you should sign up to this program. It's called Ignite. And I was like, what is that? I don't know yeah. what that is. And the more research I did, I was like, oh, it's a program for young people, you know, to get a head start into the music industry. And at that point, I had no idea like what sort of jobs were available or like how to even get into the music industry. And so for me, I was like, yeah, I'm pumped. I want to apply for this. I applied, I got in, and it was a true gateway for my spark of passion to wanting to do music and like seeing how music production works and how it actually functions as a job. That's pretty much how.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome because it has this kind of mythical quality to it, like music production.
Definitely.
What does that word even mean? When you sort of ask someone, they're sort of, I think they do, is it Rick Rubin? Like, you know, that's where people come in at it. And so it must have been quite a cool experience to see it broken down into not so scary, not so mythical terms, eh?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a wee bit more about Ignite. This is a really cool program that the Music Commission's supporting, I believe.
They've been a big supporter from the get-go. And so a lot of love and a shout-out to the wonderful people at the Music Commission. So Ignite is an 8-week industry-specific training program for rangatahi with just a passion for music and events. And so intake one, it's open today.
Awesome.
And it's aimed at our rangatahi aged between 15 and 18. And there's three streams on offer, event management, event production, and music production. So three different streams. So all of the participants will have an industry mentor throughout the whole course of the program. They'll do seminars, workshops, venue, studio tours, you know, work experience. And I sort of feel like a lot of things out there sort of stop there. And Ignite is really all about learning by doing.
Mm.
So basically you apply all those skills that you've learned and you produce the thing. So if you're an event management participant, you organise a live show at Big Fan, which
awesome.
Is all ages. They curate the lineup, they work out their marketing promo strategy. And the event production participants organise all the production elements, sound engineer, you know, lighting, who's sharing backline, and the event and the music production participants will produce a song by the end of the program. So
that's
it's
so
all
awesome.
By you know, because you learn by doing.
Totally,
like everyone learns that way, especially
yeah.
our young people. So it's just really important to kind of solidify that learning and to see that kind of transition from learning about the thing to when they apply it, that's when you learn. And definitely saw that spark in Aubrey, you know, when she did the program and she was already kind of dabbling in a lot of DAWs and stuff, and just to kind of go, that's actually how this works, and just to have someone guide you along the process, I think.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's so cool. It's so cool. And it's also really cool as well to have these resources on hand, because that can be another big barrier for people getting into these spaces is, what do you need? Like, what can you use? All that stuff. And having a sort of a room or even, you know, a venue that's accessible and open to you to come in and use that stuff is so important too. What can people expect? I mean, obviously we've just heard about the amazing stuff that they can expect to do, but what kind of mentorship or conversations and things can they expect to get from the Ignite program? Who are they going to be rubbing up against? What's that going to look like?
Yeah, so we'll be doing a full announcement of the mentors, and I'm really excited. I've just seen the first lineup, which is not announced yet. It's sort of like doing like a big festival announce, the first lineup. And so they'll be all up on our website shortly. But really incredible list of industry mentors, people that are out there doing it, but also people that really are passionate about bringing through this next generation and supporting that, because not everyone is happy to share. But I feel like that old thing's turning, and
totally.
We're all about collaboration and working together. So let's break down those barriers.
Hard out. Aubrey, what would you say to young people who are listening and thinking this might be something for them? Do you have any words of encouragement or things you'd say, you know, don't be scared about it? What would be your advice?
Yeah, definitely. If you have like an inkling of a passion or a curiosity, definitely apply. I think, you know, it's just an amazing program and something that I've come to learn from it is, like, it's also the ongoing support, because it's not just an 8-week program. It's you kind of continue on that journey afterwards as well, and I've really appreciated that throughout my music career. And so, yeah, definitely, if you have any sort of interest, just go for it, you know? There's not much to lose.
Exactly.
Everything to gain.
Exactly.
And it's a free program, so there's no cost to participate, yeah, and there's no prerequisites, so... No, you don't need to have any experience or skill set, just a real passion for it. Mm. Or, yeah, as Aubrey said, just a curiosity.
That is fantastic. Where do people go to sign up now that they've heard all about it?
Bigfan.co.nz, and just follow the links to Ignite, and it's a really easy application form just to really learn about you. Any questions at all, reach out to our team and we'll be happy to answer any and all your questions.
Fantastic. Savina, Aubrey, thank you so much for coming in this morning to chat to us about Ignite at Big Fan. Can't wait to see the amazing mahi that comes out of this program. We'll see you soon.
Thank you
so much for having us, Rachel.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.